It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Much like colony collapse syndrome threatening bees, white nose syndrome is a mysterious disease endangering Pennsylvania's bat population. White nose syndrome is the biggest threat to cave-dwelling bats in the state. So what sort of threat does this pose to our ecosystem, and can a cure be found? I'm joined now by phone by Greg Turner, endangered mammal specialist with the Pennsylvania Game Commission. Greg Turner, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul.
Bats. The jury's kind of out when it comes to bats. We like Batman. We like some of the things that we associate with popular culture when it comes to bats. But bats in real life are scary to some people. They get in your hair. If they're in your house, you've got to get a broom and chase them from out behind your curtains. They're kind of a pain in the neck. So why should we care about the bat population and whether it's declining or not?
Well, we have female bats out there that are eating about 4,500 insects per night. And they're above ground for about 200 to 220 days a year. And if you do the math, they're eating about 900,000 insects per bat per year. And when you consider the fact that we had millions of these bats flying around every night in the summer season, and we've now lost most of those, obviously the concerns towards changes in insects, whether that brings on human health or crop damage increases, is a concern that everybody's wondering and asking.
So bats do a lot of good things. They control the insect population, and from what I understand, they help farmers who therefore have to rely a lot less on pesticides because of what bats do.
That's correct. There's some bat species that focus on species like moths and beetles that are going to lay larvae that actually cause damage to the roots of crops. So if we were to actually see increases in those insects, farmers could potentially see some increases in crop damage.
So this is a cause for concern, and one question would be, how steep of a decline are we looking at?
Well, right now we're looking at an overall decline of our cave bats of 98.8%. So we're talking about a combination of six species at sites across the state where we tally those populations on a routine basis.
What is white nose syndrome, and what is it doing to these bats?
Well, the disease is caused by a fungus. And the fungus came from Europe, and it's very similar to what's over there right now. And when this fungus gets introduced into the underground workings, whether it be a cave or a mine, where these bats hibernate for the winter, that fungus is what we call a cold-loving fungus, and it really prefers those very cold, very damp underground environments where the bats are hibernating. And at that particular time, the bat is in a state of hibernation. Its immune system is shut down. And so it's like a perfect storm where the bat comes in, they aggregate, they're very close, and their immune system is shut down for a long period of time. And this fungus is at its optimal growth, and it actually just starts digesting the live skin cells in the bats while they're in hibernation.
How long has this been happening? How many years does this go back?
The epicenter site occurred in the Albany, New York area in 2006. It was discovered first by bat researchers there in 2007 and predated to that epicenter site via a photograph. After the discovery at four sites in 2007, it quickly spread to four states 2008, and by 2009 it had spread into Pennsylvania and further south into West Virginia, and even as far as Blacksburg, Virginia. It spread close to 500 miles in just a couple of years there.
So this is affecting bats in other parts of the country?
Correct. Right now we're looking at well over 20 states and four or five Canadian provinces that are affected. So whiteness syndrome has now crossed the Mississippi, and it is marching across the northern part of the Great Lakes.
How many types of bats does this affect?
Right now, so as far as Pennsylvania goes, we have 9 species of bats. We have 3 that we call migratory tree bats, and they don't spend their winters here hibernating underground. They fly south. But we have 6 species of hibernating bats, and it affects all 6 of those here. If you look further to the south, as we get into West Virginia and even further south, we now have an additional 2 species that we can add to that mix, the Virginia big-eared bat as well as gray bats. And both of those are federally endangered species that have been confirmed to encounter the fungus, and one of them has been confirmed with the disease as well.
And what has been tried in terms of finding a cure or mitigating the effects of this?
I've actually teamed up with a researcher from Bucknell, Dr. Deanne Reeder, and we've tried, along with several other colleagues, a number of different fungicides. We've tried pharmaceutical fungicides. We've tried natural plant compounds that we were able to show in the lab that were able to kill the fungus and the spores just by the vapors contacting them. We've tried a number of things along these lines, and so far, everything that we have tried has actually killed the bats faster than the disease itself. So we have not gained any traction as far as producing any magic bullets out there to help these bats. But I know several folks are continuing on that vein and still trying to develop something that can be used as a vaccine or a treatment type of compound that we can apply in some fashion. And if we can get something, we'd then have to figure out how in the world we would apply this to animals that fly at night and are darn near impossible to recapture.
So there, you may not have identified a cure, but there is a possibility that perhaps one could be developed.
Yes, there's certainly a chance that something could be developed, and how it would be applied to the bat would be another difficult prospect. And even if we were to come up with something, the key really comes down to the juveniles and the recruitment at this point. So with some of these species, like the little brown bat, which the little brown bat was our most common bat just 3-4 years ago, and we've lost 99.5% of them. So what we're really focusing on now here is whether or not these juveniles that are being born to these survivors are going to survive themselves. So in other words, are they being passed a trait that allows them some resistance? Or are they just as naive as the original adult population was? And will those juveniles thus have a 99% reduction as well?
We're talking with Greg Turner, endangered mammal specialist with the Pennsylvania Game Commission, about white nose syndrome, which is wiping out Pennsylvania's bat population, which is not good news for farmers because, as Greg mentioned, they help destroy many of the insects and creatures that destroy crops. And one of the questions that has come up that people might be wondering about is whether there's any chance that the bats could develop some immunity to this disease.
What we're looking at right now is whether or not the juveniles will have any resistance. That's obviously one key question. And I'm doing some research trying to look at the survivors as well. We've developed a new technique that we're trying to get published here where we can actually use UV light to actually see and diagnose infection in the bat wings. And we're trying to measure the amount of infection that they have in those wings over a period of time. So this is a project that will take a long time to figure out exactly, because we'll need to look at individuals over time, as well as the populations over time. But we're also looking at this from the angle of comparing our bats to the European bats. And we know that this fungus came from Europe, and we know that they have bats over there that are surviving. So the key questions there are, why are those bats surviving? How much infection are they getting? And so that is one of the main areas that we're pushing our research today.
Greg Turner is endangered mammal specialist with the Pennsylvania Game Commission, talking about how white nose syndrome is threatening Pennsylvania's bat population. Greg, thank you so much for the information, and good luck with your work.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening.